Superintendent Ember Conley continues to work toward the implementation of safety procedures throughout the school district. They include elementary school fencing projects and constructing more secure school entry systems. Up to 500 students cross between the junior high and high school to attend classes. Conley says they're upgrading the secondary school facilities and training students on safety measures.
One is, you know, most importantly, the training both of our staff and our students. And certainly we need to do more, especially with the transition periods between Treasure Mountain and the high school. We have over 500 students that has one or more classes at the high school throughout the week. And so we've got to be able to have safe places for them and train them on, you know, if something were to happen during one of those passing periods, where do you go? What do? How do you get a hold of somebody? So that's something that we're really dedicated in our next big challenge.
The entryways in all four elementary schools are being remodeled and are nearly finished. This will allow administration to monitor who is coming and going. Centrally controlled locking systems have been installed in the school offices, and perimeter fencing will be installed for three elementary schools once the ground thaws. Jeremy Ranch has had fencing for a couple of years now. Secondary schools are more complicated, says Conley, due to the multiple entrances. She expects those to be done sometime this summer. A security drill was done in December, and Conley says it was mostly intended to test district communication with parents and the community.
And what we did is we worked with Atlas RTX, who is a local company, but I anticipate in the next year that they're going to be a nationwide company for what they've been able to provide us. And so we were able to get all of the communication out to over 10,000 phone numbers in less than 20 minutes. So basically, we're in a lockdown. It's a lockdown drill. Stay tuned. And so we tested that. And then when we lifted that lock out, excuse me, it wasn't a lockdown, it was actually a lockout drill. Then we were able to get that communication back out. So that was one of the main things.
The next safety drill is scheduled for February 1st. They plan to hold it during the transition period when Treasure Mountain Junior High students are outside walking to and from their high school classes. The Park City Police Department, in a ceremony last week, recognized Conley for the safety initiative she's implemented. Her efforts include upgrading facilities, performing practice drills, and the commitment the school district has made to mental health and wellness. In the past year, the high school has received recognition from a variety of entities that rank academic rigor and graduation rates. Conley says these accolades reach much deeper than just 10th through 12th grade.
Yep, first time by USA Today that our high school has been named that. We also received a phone call from another well-known reporting agency. I can't quite share which one, but we are back on another list for the top 500 for the amount of rigor and challenge that we have at our high school. But I have to say, you know, this isn't just a high school recognition. This is a recognition of an amazing pre-K through 12 system of educators and community that's willing to come to the table and be partners in education.
That's Superintendent Ember Conley. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.